This new theory builds on the idea that around 4 billion years ago, the Earth was struck by a Mars-like planet. But instead of the smash producing enough debris for one moon, this paper argues there was enough for two. This small second moon became stuck in a gravitational tug of war between the Earth and its much larger sibling. After millions of years in this position, the new moon was drawn into a collision at a speed of less than 3 kilometres per second. The scientists say this slow-paced crash may have caused a build-up of material and the formation of highlands on the moon's far side. For decades, scientists have been trying to understand why the visible near side of the moon is covered in craters, while the far side has mountain ranges higher than 3,000 metres. The researchers hope that NASA observational missions might prove this new theory within a year.